Just thought I'd record as the Eurostar standard premier meal service is approaching. We're only 10 minutes out of Paris, so they're not hanging about. I think Mr. Rogers is foregoing food. You're late, Mr. Rogers.
You can have a cup of tea.
Pull your tray up so I've got space. Just can't pull that up at that angle.
Dish is lamb.
Okay, what's it with?
Greek salad. With Greek salad.
Okay.
With rice, there's a wine leaf with rice inside.
Yes, okay.
Dessert is apricot tarts.
Okay, fine.
Is that good?
Okay, so I'll have the meal, but I don't think you're not going to have anything, are you?
I won't have.
So just the food for me, thank you.
Maybe you want a drink?
Can we have 2 bottles of red wine, please? Thank you. And is it possible for my friend to have a tea as well, please?
Of course. Thank you. We'll do the tea.
You do that shortly. Yeah, I understand.
The meal,
no problem.
Then
thank you.
The hot drinks.
I understand. Thank you. Bread.
Do you want bread?
I'll have some white bread, please. Thank you. Do you want some bread? Just have something.
Right,
you sure?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. I presume I won't want to leave this, but how does it look?
Oh, very nice. So you've got stuff fine beef. And garnish on your right.
Then there?
Yeah.
What's in the middle?
Hamburger and then...
Sorry, ham?
Ham.
Okay. And there?
What?
There?
It's an empty
cup. Oh, that's empty.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
Is that a Sunday tomato?
On where? On the, in there?
In the middle there. I can't tell what it is.
Probably is.
Pepper tomato. But
maybe I won't. That's that bit. Nibble a bit of bread whilst we're having. So which is the lamb bit then? Because there was lamb and rice.
Oh, it must be lamb then. Must be lamb, not ham.
Ah, I see. And rice?
Rice in the sapina.
Oh, I see, okay. I don't suppose you could move the tomato, could you? Just stick it.
Yeah, that is, I don't know whether it is or not.
I think it, I heard somebody mention tomato down the carriage, so. Did you eat it?
Yeah. hang on.
Does the rest of it look tomato-y?
Not very long.
Which one?
Red one.
All gone. Oh, right, okay.
Nice.
Was it? Good. So for the recording, do you want to describe what's here? What you haven't described so far?
There's water.
Yep.
There's wine.
Mm-hmm.
There's my wine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a vine leaf and there's apparently lamb, although it looks... It's a bit odd to be lamb, but okay. A very nice sun-dried tomato. And then you've got a slightly odd but quite nice looking apricot tart.
Where's that? Over the back somewhere?
Yeah, by the, further up from the cup.
Oh, at the back left?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you've got a serviette on your right.
Good up. What's the reason for the bread? Say, you not eating throws my economics right out the window.
Why?
Well, I banked on the price difference. I banked on that we would have spent the price difference in the buffet.
Sorry. I didn't just get you drunk at the
time. Sorry?
I just get you drunk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hurry, because you got to eat all that and drink all your wine.
I'd go absolutely.
Yeah.
No
rush. No rush, but come on.
I think I'll manage. Yeah.
Eat,
up.
Eat. Well, I don't hear enough chewing. Get it down, you Zulu warrior. He likes to drink it, get it down, you little warrior, get it down.
Mark, you're in what used to be first class.
Yeah.
Which they renamed because they know that no business will pay for people to go into first class these days.
I don't think that's going to work. Do they have a standard exclusive?
They have a business first or something, which is basically the same as this, but they ported it. But they have an exclusive carriage just for the business first people,
right?
And they get preferential disembarkation and a taxi at the other end or something. Oh, and they don't have to check in. Their check-in time is 10 minutes rather than half an hour.
Right. But I've never come close to missing a USR.
No.
Even when I've been on business and I've been really quite close, so I've never come.
Yeah.
I remember leaving a thing in Brussels.
Paris.
I have been to Brussels on business.
You haven't?
I have.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought.
So it might be. It might be Brussels.
No, they serve their wine in plastic bottles now.
Why do they go to plastic?
They're wine in plastic bottles.
Why do they go to plastic again? I can't actually remember. I remember I was going to meet the fit girl, and then they were like, you'll have to meet the Beatles instead. No, I'm waiting to meet the fit girl. Oh, David, how good nice he is. And he was then unable to order me a taxi back to everything in French and had to rely on me. I was like,
really? Why is that?
I know, he's like, I'm learning French. I was like, yeah, you probably should learn it prepared. And I drank him on the table as well, which is quite surprising when you think about it.
Somebody based in Brussels, you think?
Yeah, it's
certainly
nice.
If I lived in Brussels.
Well, we were in an Irish bar.
I think my alcohol tolerance would go up somewhat.
I can't even remember why I was in Brussels.
It was that important. Well, I'm still recording, so don't say.
Alright. I think it must have been hot. I think I know where it was.
I'm going to do a food tasting whilst I'm recording, actually. Check I am, she's still recording. I think I'm still recording. Alright.
I never did get to meet the thick girl.
Oh, think how things could have been different. You could have been happily married with children by now, plural.
In Brussels.
In Brussels. Eating mussels in Brussels.
Yes.
And drinking beer. I mean, how perfect would it have been?
Yeah.
Feels good to me. Your French would have been perfect.
Well, yeah, but it's Brussels, so you don't really speak French. But
your Flemish would have been perfect.
Upsetting locals. Well, likewise, you don't speak Flemish very well.
Yeah, so you speak English, basically.
Speak English, yeah.
So, it is sort of lamb.
Right.
But it's lamb in the shape of ham.
Yeah.
With the texture of ham.
Right. Good ham lamb.
Is that my vine leaf there? No. Vine leaf's there.
Yeah.
I've never been a huge fan of vine leaves, but what's the bit at the end?
It's vine leaf Greek salad.
Oh.
It looks a bit garnishy to me.
Yeah, okay, probably won't worry too much about it. Do you want it?
No, but the mutton was quite good. It's probably a decent salad.
Yeah, I think I'm probably not going to worry. I'm going to just eat the lamb.
You're not going to eat the vine leaf?
It's a bit close to the Greek salad.
Oh my God, this is sacrilege, Robert.
Oh, go on, then you eat it then.
No, I don't
want to
eat it. Sacrilege,
Mark.
I don't want to eat it, but, you know, in my absence. At least you could do it even more, but I'm not eating it.
I have to say, Eurostar food portions have become more and more mindsy as the years have gone on.
Well, you got your baby croton yet.
I mean, once upon a time you actually had a hot meal service.
Oh. Did the living here hot meal?
Becoming a first class.
Didn't want more wine.
Sorry?
Didn't want more wine.
Oh, yeah, I better have to top it up. Need to make sure that if they come around with extra, then I'm in a good position. You're laughing at
me. You're going to have like a bottle of wine, and you're going to need more than that?
Yeah, I think maybe I'll have enough.
I mean, I don't know, because I never actually, you know, but I assume... Well,
one wants to make most of the generosity of your staff.
Got generosity if you pay for it, Robert.
Have you been, I don't know what they call, sarcastic or something? Sarcastic, probably, I would have thought. Anyway, I didn't pay that much for it. We almost went first class on TGV, actually, instead of this.
Right.
Which would have been great, because you would have slept all the way through it.
What did that give you?
I'm not so sure, but I thought it would, that since I hadn't gone first class on TGV before, it would be interesting.
Right.
It was only £10 more than the standard price. I wouldn't have done anything that was hideous.
No.
But then by the time I went to get it, that one had gone up and this one had gone down.
Right. So, like, any good wheeler dealer?
Went for the... Oh, I was definitely shopping around for these fares. And they were changing every day, or sometimes more than once a day. And not just going up. It's another one of these bulls. They get everywhere, don't they?
Yeah. That's going for work as well.
Sorry?
That's going to work.
Yeah, again. That one's not going to work. That one might not be doing it. Well, audio boot. Well, you probably actually audio boot want to know what this apricot tart tastes like. Well, you probably don't actually, but who cares? I'm going to tell you anyway. Stop listening now if you don't want to know about the apricot tart. Does this count as a spoiler?
Well, no, because you haven't told them anything.
I'm about to tell them.
You haven't said it tastes gorgeous.
Mm. I'd be surprised if it does, but we'll find out.
Alright, you
still
got another bottle of wine to get through, yeah?
Don't worry, I'll get
think,
there.
Think.
Don't you worry. Alright, here we go with apricot tart. Pastry's actually reasonably short. Actually, that's not bad. Some of those little skipping jam tarts, but with apricot. A slightly better pastry. I don't know where those. No, they do feel free. It's there for you.
Disgraceful, Robert.
Disgraceful, I know. Disgraceful. I've had vine leaves before. They're a bit sort of viney.
Anyway, let's talk to you more than you.
Vine leaves are they're good for one thing only.
Let's talk to you more than you.
Producing grapes. Which is great wine.
Yeah.
It's also good after the apricot, I think. Bit more zing about it, which isn't quite so good.
No,
it's not. There we go.
And a little box of wine.
Oh, thank you. Very kind of you. You be careful over my lap. Know what you're like.
I have no interest in your lap.
I have an interest in my lap, and I don't want it stained red. So then we just swap over the bottles, and when they see that you've got an empty one, you get refilled. Perfect.
More wine, Robert.
Merci beaucoup.